talking trees, and Abel wants to know about a thundercloud purple leaf plum. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
You know, I know the purple leaf plum very well. There's different cultivars. I honestly haven't heard of thundercloud, but it may be very common, but I just haven't heard it called that. But the common purple leaf plum, great tree. Just what a great ornamental tree for your yard. Big leaf drop one time for the people that don't like leaf drop, but, you know, it does, boom, have a big leaf drop in the winter. But it has the great color, too. And that's one more thing I wanted to mention is that this is a great time where you're going to start seeing the little bit of trees that do color and change orange, fall, yellow colors like the pistache. Some people have some sycamore. And, of course, the purple plum. It's amazing purple color in the fall. Yeah. So.
And you said ornamental, and that was one of Abel's questions. Is it edible?
You know, it may be edible. I mean, if you look it up, it'll say it's you can consume it like a lot of things. Is it tasty? I don't think so. Not from what I've heard. I haven't tried it myself, but I haven't heard of many people harvesting. But again, something great. You can look up more information on the internet. Maybe there's people that have certain harvesting ways to do that and make it more edible, or to prepare it and make it edible. Like a sour orange, you know, a lot of people don't like them, but there's great recipes for sour orange. Some people actually, now we know there's people working to gather all the sour oranges, because from other countries they are used quite a bit in cooking. So again, the plum, maybe there's some cooking or things you can do with it.
And they want to know how often to water. And for everyone with watering questions, you just got to download Watering by the Numbers or get a pamphlet at a nursery. It's a free publication that the AMWA puts out, and it tells you how to, you know, discover what type of soil you have, and that really determines a big part of your watering.
Exactly. What is your drainage? You know, it's way different from the Southeast Valley to Cave Creek, you know, these old farmlands, you know, with the hard clay soils and even the toxic salts that are in them sometimes, you know. Some soils are so full of chemicals that you're actually better off watering, you know, shallower and more frequently, because as you release the water, the salts, you know, get on the roots, and they stay on the roots and actually pulls water back out of the plant. So yeah, soil test, or knowing your drainage and knowing your soil type. You know, general rule of thumb is you're watering a lot in the summer. As the fall comes, you want to start reducing that, you know, probably by 30%. And then in the dead of winter, you want to decrease it at least by 50%, if not more.
And an interesting thing when you're talking about watering and salts, and one thing that they're trying to do for water conservation is, you know, figuring out how to affordably remove that salt before watering. 40% of the irrigation on lettuce is just to leach out salt. And if you want to look at how much lettuce Arizona, biggest lettuce producer in the world in January, and they're at the bottom of the Colorado River supply. So if they could cut 40% of their water consumption affordably, that's millions of acres square feet of water. So
absolutely. It's rain. The only difference here is the why pH is so high is because we don't get as much rain and the chemicals. Yeah. So,
well, Marcy's in Apache Junction, wants to talk about her palm tree. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. I have a very large palm. I think it's a windmill palm. It's taller than our house and bigger around than we can reach. And it it was trimmed in August. And all of a sudden, right after it was trimmed, the existing fronds just died, turned brown, laid down. They're just dead. It had a new growth coming out of the center, and then within about a week and a half, that died also. It's just the same color as the fronds. Now it's seeping a substance from about a third of the way up the trunk. Not a whole lot, but it is seeping something. And I don't know what to do with it. I don't want to lose it.
Yeah, you really should have an arborist come out and assess that, because those also can become hazardous pretty quickly as they die back like that. It does happen. A lot of times, you know, people come out and use spikes that are infected with disease that carry that from one to the other tree. And there are some fungal diseases that attack the palms and will kill them very quickly, just like other plants and trees, but it could be tested. Again, if it dies very quickly and very heavily, it's probably not coming back. Palms are a monocot, so it's that vascular bundles grow up, and kind of once that apical meristem is really damaged, it's hard for them to recover So, yeah, you need to have somebody come out and assess that. But, it's not good, and usually those do not recover. There's always anomalies, so you need to start looking at getting that probably removed. But, again, have somebody come out and take a closer look.
And historically in the past, John would always send East Valley over to Andy Young. Did you ever meet Andy?
Yeah, Apache Junction. Oh, yeah, yep.
So there we've
Tree Amigos.
Tree Amigos, Andy Young. He actually got his training and from John at iTree Service before he broke out on his own. And you can find him at rosieonthehouse.com if you're looking for a Far East Valley arborist. Andy's a great resource for you. And Save a Tree, y'all cover what part?
We cover, we're kind of valley-wide depending on the job. But again, some things that are way, way out there. The minimums are a lot higher because of the travel time. So we really cover all the cities, but more in the central areas, where they kind of meet up. So Tempe, North, or North Gilbert, Mesa, Phoenix, Peoria, Goodyear, all the way up North Phoenix, Scottsdale, a lot of work in Scottsdale. So just a little more centralized.
Integrity Save a Tree. The website is Save a Tree, no E. SAVATREE
.com. Correct.
Steve, thanks for spending your Saturday morning here with us, talking trees.
My pleasure. Love to be here. Thanks for having me.